Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Dive, ha, ha. So, like, I don't really care. I don't care about the teams. I don't care about the tradition of the game.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of, like, oh, the whole country's watching?
Yeah.
I'll watch. Fine.
I think that's only, I enjoy sports. I know a lot. I know a surprising amount about them, but I'm just so busy that it's like, I almost rather just a night off.
Mm.
But I do agree. I think the most appealing part of it is that it's I genuinely feel like it's the most celebrated holiday of the year.
Yeah.
You guys talk about America's Funniest Home Videos?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, I think watching a game is a day off. Like, it's not really doing it. You know, it is a night off.
Yeah.
It's not like you're physically having to, like, play along.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I rarely have even a couple hours to myself. So
sure.
Ooh, 3 hours of myself tonight? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
It would be funny if you had to physically play along.
Yeah, there's like if there's a treadmill next to your TV,
yeah.
You have to like run and catch and throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do a full combine.
Yeah, during the game. That'd be a funny bit at a bar. Just have some of the combine things there.
Yeah, the big game.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The ones you probably couldn't do, the 40-yard dash, you have to do outside the bar. And then you have to do the bench pressing one. You got to do that in a different... You can't do
it. You have to do something different.
You have to take a fucking rack to the a bench rack to the bar.
No, because it's all the same weight. Everyone does the same weight at the combine.
You just have to take it to rack it, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like just on the floor to lift to the bench.
No, you have
press.
The bench.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The bench rack. That.
Okay, so we're saying the same thing.
Yes.
That's not that much space.
Sure, but yes, carry it would be a lot. Because there is still weight involved. What is it? 240 at the
215.
215? Yeah, man. That's too much. Most people can't even lift that once.
That's why it's funny.
Okay, fair. It is funny that no one the bar is going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But the force plates, I think they do now. That's interesting.
What's the force plates?
So instead of the thing where you reach with your hand.
Instead of the high jump?
Yeah, which is a kind of a cheat. Like, you can cheat it a little bit more. Force
like
plate.
By like.
Yeah,
like
turning.
Like stretching your
yeah,
side.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
The force plate measures your like how hard you land, and that will tell you how high you jumped.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't think it's cheating, because that's how high you can jump in the game.
Right. Yeah, I don't...
So I don't see...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
All of it's kind of... It's not necessarily abstract, but it's like... It's just like...
Yeah, this is under. Yeah, it's like, oh, I can run a 4.5 40 if there's no one running at me,
right? And I like, you know, I don't have pads on.
Yeah, I don't have pads on. I don't have a ball in my hand. I don't have a helmet on.
Yeah,
there's not 11 men trying to hit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all these things. All these
I can
factors.
Do things a lot better when people aren't trying to hit me.
Most, most things probably.
Yeah, I would say.
I don't really, I don't give a shit who's playing and who's in the game.
Football teams.
Football teams are playing, and they have a lot of money, and I don't.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right.
I'm not in any of the Super Bowl ads.
Did you try?
I tried to do one for us. I tried to
you tried to do a little time Super
a little
Bowl
time
ad? What was it?
So it's you and I.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I love it already.
We're at a bus.
I am already in.
We're at a bus stop.
Okay.
Like one of those old, like a bench bus stop in the middle of like Americana.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're just in there quietly.
Okay, wait. Do you mean public bus or like a Greyhound?
Public bus.
Okay.
Like a city bus.
Yeah, okay.
And the shot's from across the street, and you just like a far shot, a two shot of us, okay? And then
what kind of terrain is it?
It's regular American streets, cement streets, little mom and pop shops in the background.
Okay. Like
and
a main street
like a
USA.
Main street USA.
Main street
and
USA.
You
okay.
And I.
Okay.
And we're just kind of like looking around a little bit. Not like we're
left
lost.
Left to right?
Huh?
Left to right?
Left to right mostly. No. Not like we're lost. We're just curious.
Yeah,
about
just
the
like
day.
Oh, I wonder when the bus is coming. But we're not. I'm not angry.
You're not angry.
I'm not
outwardly.
Like,
you are because
yeah,
that's who you are.
Yeah, I'm not like where's the fucking bus.
No, we're just very calm and enjoying our day.
One of my greatest punchlines.
Uh huh. And well, you see like cars pass the screen, mm-hmm. and then every time it passes, we get a little bit closer to us. Like,
okay.
The shot gets closer, and then a young lady sits next to us, and immediately we start talking about cum.
Yeah,
and we're like in the jacking off, and then the Jeffrey Epstein,
the littlest St. James you ever seen in your life.
And she gets up and walks away, and we just stop talking. And then another person, an older man, comes and sits down. And we're like, Lorena Bobbitt, all right?
Yeah,
what about that?
Okay, yeah.
And we're fucking chopping it up. And
yeah.
He gets up and goes, I don't like this at all.
Yeah,
they move over. They're standing by the bench. And the bus comes. And the bus is driven by none other than Joe Rogan. And we get on the bus, and he goes, "My boys." Wait, and you go, "Yes, papa."
And then we salute
him, and he lets us on the bus, and we're high-fiving. We're high-fiving the Compound Media guys. We're high-fiving Mark Maron.
Yeah.
We're high-fiving the Pod to Save America crew.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Get on the bus. This is where you belong." At the pinnacle of American podcasts.
That's great.
And then the bus drives off a ledge. Like a ledge, and we all die. And then Mr. Peanut flies up for me because I love
Peanut.
You.
Mr. Peanut's not dead anymore. You hear?
No,
he's not dead anymore.
Oh, okay.
They canceled that.
Well, because of Kobe, right?
Because of Kobe.
That's so funny.
Because Mr. Peanut died in a helicopter crash.
No, he didn't. Die in a car accident.
No, he died in. They were taking a helicopter to the Super Bowl, and it crashed.
I watched the commercial.
Are we
sure?
No, but I feel like that's what it. That's why would they?
In my head, why would I've they seen cancel, the commercial?
Why would they cancel it?
I think it's just the fact. I think it's just the fact that it's death. Because look, if we
people die all the time.
I know, Mr. Peanut. Let's see. Okay, Mr. P A. Yeah, nut. Super Bowl ad. Let's see, because it's Wesley Snipes for some reason, and
because Mr. Peanut also doesn't pay taxes.
Mr. Peanut does not pay taxes, and it's
Speaking of Peanut,
yeah,
I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's the peanut car.
Okay, but...
See? The peanut car, which is, I didn't know that existed. I thought it was just the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a
song,
dog.
This is my favorite Peanut song.
It's a nice reference.
Thank you so much. The bassist of 311's name is Peanut.
Oh, God.
P-N-U-T.
Yeah.
A dream of juice.
Never think I'll fall away. My brother loves 311.
I was going to say, you know way more words than I thought.
Yeah, my brother loved 311, so I like 311.
Congratulations.
And I'm like, yeah, 311, that's my favorite band. They're like, oh, you smoke weed? I go, what are you talking about?
No.
That's not good. That's a bad thing to do. I'm a good boy.
There is a video.
I'm a jock.
There is a video of me in our Alaska Sally's old bedroom with a bass playing along to that song because I figured it out. I learned how to play it. Because that guy's a really good bass player, except that song is very simple.
Uh-huh.
The rest of it's usually like, he has a fucking 95 string bass with like light up frets. His name's Peanut.
Peanut. Nick Peanut. That's all I know. Another singer's name is Nick. Nick
Francois.
Sexton? Francois.
There's a guy named Francois.
We have Dan Gable, not that one.
Not Dan Gable.
Isn't the one guy's name, just his initials, S.A.?
Oh, I don't know.
What's funny, because it's
Mexican?
Like S.A. Yeah, but no.
I don't like it. That opening riff is pretty good, though.
Bam, 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 bam,
play it again. That opening riff is kind of good.
And they actually had two brothers.
Twins.
Yeah. No, not twins.
They're two brothers or twins.
They were the Menendez brothers, no relation.
Oh, very fun. There's another set of Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
I definitely had a 311 phase.
Nice.
That's
chill. That's a fun entrance.
To say chill.
Chill.
Let's
make a different word.
Jeffrey.
Sacrifice.
Okay. Fuck. You were doing like hand signals, and I was trying to figure out what you were doing, but I was also trying to think of a word, and I didn't get anything.
I was like, "You do that's what I'll do."
Oh,
the next
okay, 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 okay,
okay. Dude, you want to go again?
No. You okay, go because okay. I need to think of a word. I need to give myself another eight seconds.
OJ Simpson's son did it.
See, I think you're really stretching the definition of what a word is.
Words. Okay. It's one letter off, if you think about it. Leif, sound it out.
Word.
Yep.
Words. How is it more letters with the same amount of syllables? Full thing, James.
Lolita Express.
pushing that lever. That's pretty fun. Okay, what if instead of 3-11 they were 9-11?
Whoa! Amber is the color of the flames coming out of the building.
Amber is the color of the nation's alert.
Oh, I don't know whose turn it was.
Oh, it was your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said one more.
I was thinking about 9-11. Oh, yeah. Tupac's alive! Let's think of what are the 3-11 song titles that we can make about 9-11? That's a fun bit. Okay.
Down is... This song is called Down, and that's about the way the towers fell.
Beautiful disaster. That song about a fucking plane in the middle of the field.
Okay. All mixed up is the flight records.
Prisoner, that's where fucking Bush should be for doing 9-11.
Good feeling. That's what Osama bin Laden had. Oh, wait. Have you heard the... I played it. Have I played it on this podcast? The thing where... 311 did a Offspring song and Offspring did a 311 song.
Yeah, play. It's very funny. Guns are for pussies. Fucking, I wish I had some guns in that plane. So this is 311.
This is 311 doing the Offspring.
It sounds terrible. This is just as bad as the original.
This is worse, I think. No, it's worse. Come on. Okay.
Oh, yeah, 311 has two singers.
Yeah. They got the guitar guy and another guy.
What is this?
This is the Offspring doing Down.
Oh. Oh. I dream of you.
This is more listenable.
You think so?
Than the 311 version of the Offspring song.
I disagree. This is unbearable. This is like that rapper that we listened to the other day that's all high-pitched.
Oh, 645AR?
Can I play a little bit of that? Because it's the funniest
645AR
fucking thing.
Is...
it's
this insane. Sounds like... You know what this sounds like? This sounds like when Weird Al tries to do a punk song.
Yes! That's exactly what this sounds like. That's 100% what this sounds like.
And he'd be doing like a polka episode
right here. It's like, slow, fella, slow down. Get back in!
Okay. Leif, there's no way you've heard 645AR, right?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
It's not a wire or something that you need
it's
for
a rapper.
Outlet.
This
is rap.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
This is the future of rap.
I want to get your opinion on 645AR.
Okay. 645. Is this all of
the whole time?
Yeah.
The whole time. This is what 645AR sounds like.
It's
AR? 645AR?
645AR.
I had the block on smash, nigga. Niggas was on a tight leash. Niggas was under pressure, nigga. Ain't nothing never gonna change about that, you heard? Well, there's one thing about life that never changed. And that's respect. And the only way to get it, nigga, is to go out there and take it. Now, fuck,
son. This is more 645?
This is a different 645 AR song.
It's so funny.
Beats are kind of fun.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. Why? And this is like a serious thing?
Yeah.
It's not comedy.
I can't get into that.
Imagine this at a club.
How many albums okay. does...
Not, like, enough, not enough. Not enough. I'll tell you right there's now. Not enough. Enough.
There's not enough 645
Give me a
AR.
Number. I'll say,
One.
No, nah, there's more than that.
Because that's... that.
Let's sing along.
And he's... and he's. Oh! How popular is that?
Not, like, crazy popular.
He's new. Okay. He's new. He's new. He's doing a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, good for him for doing something different. I respect
it's
that.
It's different.
It's very different.
It's definitely different. It's
but different. I will never listen to that on my own.
No. You know what? No. I'm going to go... I haven't done this yet.
Please the woman?
No, dude. That ain't gonna happen on not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
645 AR lyrics.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If we figure out the what if they're really good lyrics? What if they're like exceptionally poetic and like just like
no, okay. they're not.
Oh. I said what if? Read some, please.
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't, actually.
We'll skip a word. The word. Can I say it?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't because he's rapping in Spanish.
Not Hispanic slurs.
That's why. It says Maricone.
Maricone.
It says Maricone. He's a Maricone Puta. And I don't know. What they mean.
Okay.
It's funny that they says that there's a chorus in that song.
That's hilarious. That's so funny to
there's
say that.
There's a chorus.
Sure, man. I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
645 AR.
AR. Thank you so
they
much.
They get 645 AR. You get the little time.
Mm-hmm.
Stamp of approval.
So, ba-dink. We need a drop for that.
Bink.
Ba-dink. You get the stamp of approval.
Okay, one second. Let me see if I can find one on.
Sure.
On.
Also, hey, welcome to everyone to episode 100. We did it. It's over. We could finally stop doing this fucking podcast.
Wait, did we introduce last week's guest?
No, we
yes,
didn't.
We did.
Oh, okay, I kind of did, but we didn't say welcome to Little Time Podcast.
Okay, gotcha.
Wait, I found it. Was it?
It was in the talk.
No, that's not a good one.
This is episode 100. We did it. This is just a real dream for somebody, I think.
Is that it?
That's a terrible... Oh, do it again. It sounded like someone slapping meat. Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. It should have more. They're too... They just end too quickly.
What's this one?
Stamp of approval. Oh, that's like a full song. Mm-hmm. Is that a drop? That was like a full song.
It says cartoon pusher stamp of approval.
Audio jungle. Audio jungle. So it's Mike and I being Diego... on the pad today. Leif, hello, Leif. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Shut the fuck up. I don't know. I kind of wanted, like, stamp of approval. Stamp of approval. Oh. That's kind of loud.
I love how this is just, this podcast just turned into us
listening
to
drop.
Things.
That's how we do it, man. If you like a drop, this is where we're the pod for you.
How about that? Whoa, what about that?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Yep,
that's
the
fun.
One.
That's the we're using that one again.
645 AR.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
You get the little time stamp of approval.
Yeah, it's worth it. Worth it. That's pretty great. We have some questions. We got an energy drink to do later.
Oh yes, Daddy.
Yep. Yeah, we fucking found it. Episode 100. It's called Oh Yes, Daddy.
Oh yes, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. When you pipe it up good, and she turn around, she go.
Oh yes, Daddy.
You want to know a crazy thing? You know where I got that sound drop from?
Please.
Your mother.
Oh, wow. Aww. That's crazy.
When
her
I was
English
having
is getting
with,
better.
When I was having
her
sex.
Her English is getting better.
Because I taught her sensual English.
Well, thank you so much.
It's when you...
She can only speak in horny American
it's
English.
It's when you fuck a woman and you put up from behind and you put a open up a book on her back.
Yeah, but you're the one reading it.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
And... we'll
yes.
be right back.
We'll be fucking take a break, and you're gonna 69.
Gay!
Yeah, these are all good drops we're going to use. There you go. I say we start with some questions and get the ball rolling that way. I asked people through the
EA Sports. It's in the E.
So it's in the
E. E, 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 E.
You break
E,
it?
No,
E,
I don't know.
Okay. I asked some people, or I didn't ask people. I put up on the Little Time Pod Instagram, which you should please follow. It's pretty fun. It's at a Little Time Pod. Some questions, and also if they have any favorite moments throughout the podcast over the time we've been doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So no one really did it.
Good. It seems like it's fucking worth it, man. This podcast is awesome and worth it.
Someone said, congrats on 100 eps. Please do not do this podcast forever, okay?
Please don't do it forever.
Please do this podcast forever. I misspoke. Okay. So thank you, Mama Minutes. Dr. Amanda May says, I like the time you guys talked about me, but seriously, congrats on 100. Thank you, Dr. Amanda. Please, is this rash going to go away? White Clausian? White Claw. Oh, like White
Claw. White Caucasian. I think that was the name of an episode.
Okay. Really?
I think so.
That's what their name is.
Oh, that's what their name is?
That's very funny.
Never mind then. Okay. I forgot. It's Nova. It's just somebody's name.
Okay. Am I a coward for not dating a girl to literally preserve the friendship?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Yes, sir. Fucking trying to get that
nut
off, dog.
Who cares? Friends are a dime a dozen.
I got too
Pussy
many of them.
Is forever.
Get that nut in, my man.
Yeah, no, do it.
Do it. You, Mike if has you... proven that you can be friends with your exes.
And I've also proven you can't. It depends on which ex you're talking about.
Very fair point. Hardcore,
yes, Daddy.
Hardcore but wholesome asks, predict my future based on absolutely nothing.
Bad. If you're into hardcore music, you're bad. It's going to have a long, difficult future.
You're going to become a handyman or you're going to start, or handy person, and you're going to start, handy person sounds funny. Yeah. You're also going to start a family in a little hometown. Like, you're going to go back to your hometown, but one town over. So you okay. feel like you're not failing by going back.
Yeah.
But you are failing.
You're going to become a professional roller derby player.
Roller derby is going to be
yes,
for you.
Daddy.
Colton responds with Hershey's. Where's my they-them bar? Joke still kills me. Congratulations, Mike. You got
yeah.
It. There you go.
That's one of the greatest jokes of all time.
I don't think so.
Hershey's chocolate. What about they-them chocolate?
Yeah, it's very funny. It's right there. No one really noticed it.
Call me when it's they-them chocolate.
Yeah,
I might have tweeted that. I don't even think I did it on the podcast.
I mean, I don't think he's people probably.
Yeah,
who knows? Who knows?
They fucking all follow me.
Yeah, dude. Do you look at the... Do you have any questions?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, I just asked you if you're fucking busy with the goddamn...
I'm doing drops.
I'm gonna jack off tonight when everyone's asleep. I'm gonna do it in the living room because it's dangerous and fun.
And none of the questions I got were that good. I got one
good.
That just says trans rights. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're not taking them away.
Here's my stance on trans rights.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Oh, yes, they.
Yeah. My stance on trans rights is Hershey's chocolate.
Mm-hmm. More like...
Wake me up when it's them's chocolate.
That's what our
That's my stance on Hershey's chocolate.
Ooh, do we have a drop for movie pass? I think we just say it.
No.
Movie pass corner. This is our podcast and it's bad. Are you looking for one?
I'm trying to see if there's anything.
Okay, well, Mike and I ventured out to beautiful... Manhattan to the Delancey. Is it Regal? I think it's Regal.
The
Regal Theater on Delancey? The theater
Regal,
that's on Delancey.
Delancey Essex Crossing?
Essex Crossing, which is attached to like a food market thing that Riverdale cheeses, and that they have some really good options. What, did we get a sandwich? No.
No.
You got a little croissant, and I got a
chocolate croissant.
I got a sandwich from there before. Oh, we went to Orchard Grocer. Which is around the corner, and we got some nice sandwiches that are... I love a breakfast sandwich. They have croissants, and they make these like...
I just wanted somebody saying the word movie pass on their phone.
Yeah, no one's saying it. Movie pass. So we watched
Bad Boys
3
for life. Bad Boys for Life.
Is it just called Bad Boys for Life?
It's just called Bad Boys for
so
Life.
So stupid.
I said my joke was it should have been called Bad Boys
Movie
3
Pass.
Life.
Julia Borson has it for us. Hi, Julia.
There
Hi,
we
Julia.
Go.
Well, subscription.
Movie Pass, Julia Borson.
We'll just edit that. We'll clean it up.
Clean it up.
Movie
post.
Pass.
Movie Pass, Julia.
Someone asked what Movie Pass was.
I gotta explain everything to these people.
Yeah, I think they're just young.
They were alive 3 years ago. Movie Pass was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
God, what a fun summer.
In
what
my
a
entire
summer.
Life.
What a summer. What a country.
Movie Pass is you paid $10 a month, and you could see a movie every day, and your ex-girlfriend would talk the entire time.
Yeah, she will. During She'll it. Chat it up. Chat she, it up. Chat it up.
What happens is you'd pay $10 a month, and your ex-girlfriend would ruin the emotional peak of Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, God. What a great movie.
Unbelievable.
And what a terrible thing to do, take that away from you.
I watched it again recently.
I haven't seen it again.
It's on Stars.
Oh, dude, you know we got Stars.
We do. Stars with a Z. Stars is the only movie channel that has it. They have Stars Black, is what they call
That's
it.
That's hilarious.
It's called Stars
That's
Black.
That's so funny.
Then, like, we play movies for black people here. Like, or with black people?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Either one.
Either way we say it, it sounds bad.
Check out Stars Light Brown and also Stars Yellow. No. Jim Hill podcast asks, why is it every time Diego says jiu-jitsu, it sounds like he's having a stroke? Bitch, I am.
Okay.
Suck my fucking asshole on that one.
I like how we got to answer these questions. We're not answering any of them. We're not doing our job.
I mean, ask a good question and I'll fucking answer it.
Yeah. You mean, why does he pronounce the word
correctly? Yeah, I don't know.
He says it, you're saying it with a Brazilian accent is the thing.
Yeah, a lot of times. You know why? Because I fucking have some respect.
No, you don't.
I have respect for my forefathers, my two gay couple parents.
Suck on that.
Suck on that,
Suck
George
on that.
W. Clinton.
That's George Clinton's son, who is the new leader of the Parliament Funkadelic. George W. Clinton.
George W. Clinton. He's even dumber, has more of those stupid things in his fucking hair. Bam, bam, boom. So he watched Bad Boys for Life.
For Life. Three Life. Bad Boys 3 Life.
Exactly as dumb as you'd think it would be. Real interesting twist.
Sure.
Yeah. That I think was bad. A bad choice.
It was a twist.
It was a twist.
They did.
Okay, the two things that.
Chubby Checker.
It took me a second.
Come on, baby. And do the twist.
Come on, baby. Let's come inside of her. The two.
Wait,
the two.
What's that?
Oh, when you come inside of them.
Yeah.
It feels better than when you don't come inside of them.
What about a guy?
Yeah, I'm a guy.
What about if you come inside a guy?
I don't know. I always pull out with guys.
So you don't get pregnant?
I don't want them to shit out of me.
I don't want to just, yeah.
The two things that annoyed me the most about the movie was one.
You're not in it.
I'm not in it. Two. There's other guys in it.
Mm-hmm.
When I
watch a movie that has guys in it, I'm fucking pissed off. I gotta watch another. Oh, no, it's gone. It's gone. Okay. Oh, I gotta watch a guy.
Fellas, is it gay to watch a movie with a guy?
Is it gay to watch a guy?
Fellas, is it gay to jack off to a movie?
Yes, daddy.
So the two things that annoyed me was A, the fake tattoos on the handsome Asian guy were really bad.
The Riverdale guy.
The Riverdale guy, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like comically bad fake tattoos. And two, the Spanish dialogue between the villain and the villain's mother, or they're both villains, I guess, was just like awful. Like it felt like they put English dialogue into a Spanish translator, and it's just like, it's just clunky. Like, no one speaks that way.
Okay.
And their accents were not great, but it's like, you look like a Hispanic. Yeah, it's good enough. Whatever.
Do you think they couldn't find people that spoke Spanish? Because these people are not.
They do speak Spanish. Like, they definitely speak Spanish. The woman, I think, is a more fluent speaker of Spanish.
Yeah.
But the young guy, he definitely like grew up speaking Spanish, but I don't think he speaks very often because it didn't feel very natural coming out.
Okay.
Which, again, is a complaint that is for no. It doesn't matter. Most people are watching this are English speakers, and I think everyone watching is probably English.
No.
Okay. Most. It's an English-speaking film. It's a film that's mostly...
Okay.
So it's a stupid thing, but it still annoys me. So I'm going to complain about it.
That's what the whole podcast is.
Mm-hmm.
My complaint.
Yeah.
Not enough energy drinks.
There's very few in that movie. I didn't see one...
Nary a Nos.
Nary a fucking, what was that? A Bing?
No. Bang?
Bang.
Not one red line in there. You think they'd be drinking red line?
I bet they'll be. We haven't tried red line.
I don't. I'm scared.
Yeah, I think it's.
I'm scared of red line.
It's just scary. It's like a syrup.
Mm-hmm. It's all syrup, squishy.
All syrup, squishy. Squishy, squishy, squishy. Do we just do this? I got nothing. I mean, let's fucking. We gotta get something going.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Okay. You do it. Or you press the button.
No, I'll press the button. I got a phone.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
That's what happens when I have sex.
Dude, that's not what happens when you have sex.
Here it is.
Woo!
Still. For some reason.
Didn't somebody write down all?
Oh, no, not somebody. Three people.
Three people. Different people.
Three different people.
One? Hell yeah.
Thank you so much,
Amazing.
Everyone.
Amazing.
We love you.
Also, can you send that to me? Because I would love to keep track of that.
Yeah, yeah. Michael sent it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll send it.
Here you go, buddy.
I don't want to.
Be enthusiastic about one thing.
The podcast is almost over. I don't know if to do this
we
anymore.
We just started. No,
no, I mean done.
Yeah,
we're
100
done.
Episodes and we're out.
Oh, no. They raised the minimum to 200 now.
Oh,
you have
shit.
To, or what? Yeah, that's right, bitch.
We're going to get text for having a podcast.
There it is.
Wait, I have to pay podcast tax?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Rain. You know it. You love it. This
Rain.
One's sour apple. Let's try
sour
it.
Sour apple.
They, every can says the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Oh. No, thank you, I think. I don't think I like sour apple drinks.
Interesting. Yeah. Sour beverages are a weird option. It makes my face look stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. Why am I drinking a sour drink?
Life, hit that.
Mm.
It's not as bad as I thought. Like the first sip I thought was bad.
I just don't enjoy. I wouldn't enjoy drinking a lot of that.
No,
like
you have
I
drink
I don't
a
want
whole,
a whole can
of that.
Oh, weird.
I don't understand. Yeah, sour. I like sour. I think sour candy for some reason is better. Like Sour Patch Kids is one of the best candies.
Is it or is it one of the only vegan candies?
Absolutely. Oh man, I wish.
Wait,
I could
that's
have...
sour apple.
That's sour apple.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
fine. I give it a 2.5.
Oh yes, Daddy.
2.5. I don't want. In terms of Rain, like I think Rain is the best brand of energy drinks right now.
No.
No.
Red Bull.
Oh, no. You okay?
I don't like it.
I like Rain the most.
I'm going 3.5.
Their peach flavor, I think, is one of the best energy drinks of all time.
I think it's a 2.
I think that's a 2.
I think it's
2.5.
I think
it's
a 2.
Okay, wow. Sorry, Rain. You're maybe spreading yourself too thin with all these new flavors.
I won't go home.
It would be better if it just, like, I don't need the sour.
Just apple.
Yeah,
yeah
just
good
apple.
Point.
That'd be
good
great.
Point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A Fiji apple flavored
I'd
energy
bump it
drink.
Up to 4.5.
4.5?
That's really good. I enjoy it.
Oh, you can have the rest of it.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
Pass her on over.
Let's go home.
Thank you.
Come on.
You're done, right? It seems like you're
man,
done.
Man, he is retired from podcasting.
I think I'm done, man.
That's okay. We could do a short one for 100. I'm sure people wouldn't mind that at all.
This is me walking off the field, waving to the crowd.
Bye, everybody.
Ooh, what are some of
let's make bets on the Super Bowl.
Oh, you want to make
we're recording this on the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know what?
It's Super Bowl Sunday
right
now.
Let me look up the Super Bowl prop bets.
Okay,
those
props.
Are fun.
I bet there will be a big hat. I bet there'll be
someone somewhere.
Yeah.
$100 says there's a halftime.
Oh, let's do it. Let's write it down because they do the prop for like how long this national anthem is. The heads or tails they'll do.
Yeah, I'm looking up the prop bets right now.
Okay. Oh, that's what prop bet means. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gang, sex. Kiss.
Oh, and all of a sudden, they think it's pretty women. Okay.
Come on, baby!
Okay, so...
This is our bet. We're doing this bet.
We're doing this... Okay.
$5.
Are you writing it down?
No. Let's do that. Let's see. Okay, 1 second. Let me get my phone out. 666. Gay. Okay. Podcast ideas. There we are. And I'll put it right underneath. Okay. What's first prop bet?
Coin toss. Heads or tails?
I'm going to say heads.
Okay. I guess I have to go tails then. So this is basically just you picking, I get the other.
Uh-huh. I mean, it doesn't matter. We don't know anything.
Is $5 for each thing?
No, in total. Whoever wins the most of them.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, Mike, Tails. What's the second one?
How long will it take Demi Lovato to sing the national anthem? Over a minute and 55 seconds or under a minute and 55 seconds?
Let's listen to the song. Let's listen to the national anthem right now.
Let's listen to the whole
thing. Let's see how long it is, and then I can figure out from there. Because I don't know how long the song is. Yeah, I think if it's like...
You know what? I have an unfair advantage already.
That's fine.
I have an unfair advantage because I have a video of Demi Lovato singing the national anthem at a baseball game.
Oh, well...
And I know how long it takes on that.
Okay, tell me what it is, and we both know. And then we can still guess.
2 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay, so she's done it before, and it was 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of baseball game was it?
Probably a... World Series.
That's great.
Please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem.
Okay, but there's an intro.
To be performed tonight by platinum-selling recording artist
Demi Lovato. I'm going 240.
You think she's going 240? So you're okay. Going over. I'm going to guess over.
I think over as well.
Yeah.
So we got to be. Let's be specific.
No, I picked over, so you get under.
That's not fair.
You picked heads, so I got tails.
But this can be more. We can be because it's only heads or tails.
No,
but this is stupid. We can adjust it.
The bet is: does it go over a minute and 55 seconds or under?
That's so stupid.
Oh, over.
What do you? How do you think you could just go to a casino and be like, "Oh, I'm going to tell you it's different."
No, we're not a casino. I'm saying if we both, we can just say, I think it's going to be 248.
No, because you were trying to do Price is Right rules now.
No, I'm not. I hate Price is Right rules. I hate Price is Right rules. I think it's bullshit. I think it's fucking cheater bullshit. Can I go, 1 second? Go fuck yourself. You know it's not going to be a second. You're a liar. I say, pick an exact amount of time, and whoever's closest to that time wins that bet.
Okay, but is it the first note they sing to the last note they sing, like cut off, or is it intro and everything?
No intro.
Okay, so that included the intro. So I'm actually going to go down to two. I'll have to go down a little bit. I'll have to think about it.
Oh, say can you see by 1, 2, 3, 4.
They're counting seconds on their fingers.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
I am kneeling.
Through the perilous night. What so proudly we watched. What so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free, and the home of the
seconds, but I started late.
Okay. Perfect. Do you know exactly how late you started?
Because
then we could add it. That's how I figured it out. If you add one thing to the other, like if you have two halves of a moment, if you add the two halves or one third and one half, or one third and one quarter, I apologize, and then it becomes 100%.
Oh. This is interesting. Okay. So how are we doing this?
I say you pick an exact time. Whoever's closest wins. That makes the most sense.
I say we go with the Vegas odds. They're better at making odds than us.
Fine. Do it the boring way.
I pick over.
What is the
over how much?
A minute and 55 seconds.
Oh, I'm going over. Definitely over.
I'm going under, which is a losing bet.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. I just imagine a lot of pageantry.
It'd be so funny. She's like, I'm going to do the shortest lap. She's asked to sing the anthem, and they go, "We want Demi, Mrs. Lovato, Mrs. Lovato."
Yeah, and she's like,
"Hold on," and she's like,
"Can I? I'm gonna play it out.
Uh huh.
I'll be her.
Okay.
And you're the guy.
Uh huh. I'm
you're the director.
Okay. Hi, Mrs. Lovato. Demi, can I call you Demi?
You sure?
What's that? Sure. Okay. Well, the reason for the meeting is we love what you're doing with your careers, the singings and the whatnot. We were wondering, we know you can't stop singing it. Every meeting you go to and all your dates, you're just doing it anyway. Would you be interested?
I was in Spring Breakers.
Okay, and we love the performance in the Hurry Me Come In movie.
Hurry Kondabolu. Hurry Kondabolu. Hurry Kondabolu, Spring Breakers.
The problem with Spring Breakers. We were wondering if you could sing the song at the football game. The boys are going to be there.
The big game?
The big game.
The big game.
The big game in Miami's.
Miami.
In Miami.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl, in the Super Orange Bowl.
Yes.
So would you be interested?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And we'll pay you the same amount no matter how long or how short you sing the song.
Oh.
That's just in a clause.
Yeah. It's weird that you mentioned it, but yeah.
I guess so. I think when you think about it, it is weird I mentioned that in the meeting. So, you know, take your time or don't.
Okay.
If you have other places to be.
It's the same amount. So
same amount of money. No matter how long or short
you sing it.
As long as you sing every word. As long as every word is sung.
Okay.
In the United States National Anthem.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. I'll give them an O Canada as a protest.
Native land, sweet liberty, and a home of the brave.
So I can sing it as long or as short as I want. Hi, Demi Lovato.
Okay.
I'm actually going to read the lyrics. I don't think I've ever read them.
Wait, we're still doing the Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah. So it's $1 million for singing the song, however long or short. $1 million actually is $45. Would you be interested in doing it? You say yes. Okay. And the contract is signed with my tits.
Signed. Okay.
All contracts with NFL need to be signed with a kiss.
Okay.
Okay. That very nice kiss, sir.
Now I'm here.
Bye. And now you're in the summer. Fast forward to Miami. The Joker.
The Joker. ladies and gentlemen.
Neil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and take your hat off for the national anthem sung by platinum selling recording artist Demi Lovato.
Joker.
Hi,
the movie Joker's great.
I'm Demi Lovato.
She introduced herself again.
I was in Hurry Kondabolu's Spring Breakers. We just talked about how Spring Break is racist.
Spring Break is racist.
Spring Break is built on an Indian burial ground. So I'll now be singing the national anthem for as all of the words as long as I want because I'm paid the same amount no matter how. Oh, say can you see my dawn's early light and a friendly light my life as I dream it and my stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
What? Send it to me. Oh, yeah.
I was doing the fucking bit. I'm doing the bit. He's trying to fucking do fucking sign language. I'm trying to do the fast.
You did it.
I was doing the fast national anthem and you're not giving me anything back.
They can't see that.
You're my scene partner. I'm fucking dying over here.
Be a professional.
I'm dying up here on Showtime.
You're not dying. You're thriving.
I'm dying up here on Showtime.
And you're doing great.
I'm Al Madrigal.
Did you ever see an episode of that show?
It's bad.
So bad. I love Al Madrigal, but he's the show's
first.
Bad.
The pilot episode felt like, I will say, 5 hours long.
Yeah. Very dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Very dumb.
I'm dying.
But fuck that woman that plays the fake Mitzi Shore.
I don't remember.
I think it's a woman, so yeah, I'd say. I can't do it fast. I can't think of the lyrics. We do it fast.
That's fine.
What's the prop bets? Let's move on.
Okay, but you got to admit, I sang it really fast.
You sang it very fast. And you know what?
And accurately.
And accurately. Did you send it to me?
Yeah, okay. I send you all the stuff. I was
Will the Fox broadcast mention the point spread or total during the Super Bowl? So will the Fox broadcast bring up the like Las Vegas gambling?
Oh,
during
I don't know.
I'm going no.
I think yes, just because it's a long game. You gotta say something.
Yeah, you gotta fill it up.
Do they are they like against? I thought like betting is getting more and more legal.
It is.
So it says, Joe Buck ain't no Al Michaels or Brent Musburger, two certified gambling goats. But in today's modern world, where almost half of the nation's states have some form of legalized sports gambling, and more Americans will bet on this game than anything else in 2020, Buck's gotta mention one of them, right?
What are the two? The spread and what?
The spread or the point spread or total. So yes is plus 140 and no is minus 180.
I don't really know what those numbers mean.
So but... yes is the favorite.
Okay.
No. Yes? Yeah, yes is the
lower
favorite.
Lower is the favorite. Higher means
plus
underdog.
140.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, plus 140. You have to bet $140 to make up $100. Okay. Yeah. So you're gonna say yes?
I'll say yes.
Okay, so I take no then.
Okay, so let me write that down.
I'm gonna say no on that.
Saying I mean also we're not gonna watch the game, so I don't know how we're gonna prove all this.
You can find the
okay. Oh right, because prop bets are gonna tell you.
Because they're prop bets.
Saying odds?
Will
Okay. I'm just
will the Fox broadcast mention the point spread or total during the Super Bowl?
Diego says yes.
And I say no.
Mike says no. Leif, what do you think?
No. If they're okay. gonna I don't think they mentioned gambling at all.
Okay, very fair. Okay.
Okay. Will President Trump tweet during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a hard yes from everyone.
I mean, yeah, everyone's gonna.
Let's
oh,
just
wait.
Skip it.
Do we all say we just all say yes?
Yeah. So we'll skip.
Okay.
It.
No. So we all say yes.
Okay. Trump
tweet. Yes. Now this is fun because there's a lot of choices here.
I'll say no just for the sake of.
You're gonna say no.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
No, that's stupid. They're all gonna say yes.
What color Gatorade will be poured on the winning coach?
Ooh, I say green.
Okay, so there's purple, red, and then it's lime / green / yellow.
Yeah.
Orange, clear / water, and blue.
Ooh, wow. Those are all really good choices.
I want clear. I'm putting my stake in clear / water.
Okay. Diego says green. Wait, fuck. Green? Mike? Clear, because he's a Scientologist.
Mm-hmm. Going clear.
Leafy?
Sorry, I got a text. What were the options again?
Green, clear, purple?
Purple, red. Lime / green / yellow. Orange, clear.
I'm going lime.
And blue.
Okay, same as me. Okay, green.
Copycat.
Bitch. Okay, next one.
Will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage during the halftime show?
I'm going to say no.
Well, what's the definition of butt cleavage?
That's what it says right here. I guess this all depends on a sports book definition of butt cleavage.
I think it shows any ass crack, is my opinion of.
I think you're going to see. I mean, you're going to see. I think she'll be covered, but those pants are going to be so tight, you're going to see. Like, it's going to leave nothing to the imagination.
I think she will be wearing some sort of G-string with a sheer. Dress over it.
Uh-huh.
So you can see, but it's not butt to air.
Oh, but, in my head, I thought it was like seeing butt crack to air.
So what if it's through a sheer dress?
I don't consider that, but we can agree on one thing and I'll adjust my answer to that. If it's something that's see-through, like a dress, like a sheer dress,
yeah.
And we consider that butt cleavage, I do think that there will be butt cleavage.
So do you think say a woman is wearing like a sheer shirt and you can see her tits?
Yes.
You can see your cleavage.
I agree.
So then the same would transfer to the butt.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just saying that my original thought was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Based upon this.
Then yeah, so we all say yes.
So we all say yes, Leif?
Yeah, I think she's going to be wearing something so tight that you can just see everything.
Okay.
You'll see butt. Just not skin. Mm-hmm. It'll be through one layer of clothing. Something.
Yeah, one layer or something.
Will DJ Khaled make an appearance during the halftime show?
I hope not.
Yes or no?
Oh, man.
With that lineup, maybe.
Who's on the, who's singing?
Shakira and J-Lo.
I don't know anything about their work with DJ Khaled in the past. I hated seeing him in Bad Boys.
In Bad Boys for Life.
I fucking hated that he's there. But I really dislike him.
But he got beat up.
Yeah, they did this, I can't remember who the company was for, but it was like talking about boxing, and they vaguely interview like a bunch of other people that are successful, and he talks about boxing. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know nothing about this.
What if he's the most unbelievable boxer you've ever seen in your entire life?
I think that's the last straw.
You kill yourself?
I have to kill myself. I think that does it.
You're
for
finally
me.
Down in Mike's world.
Yeah. No, man, if he fucking sucks,
you're
I think
saying
he sucks. No?
No. I'll say yes.
DJ Khaled will not. I'm saying DJ Khaled will not be there.
I'm going to say yes. Especially with him being in Bad Boys. For some reason, I just feel like if he's in Bad Boys, he's going to like just riding a wave. He'll mm-hmm. be there. He'll kind of be everywhere for a little while.
That's good.
Man, I am jacked up from like a quarter of an energy drink.
Yeah, dude, right?
Jesus.
Late gets you going. Rain gets you going.
Yeah.
Rain, fucking send him some stuff, please. We love you. Send it to the boys. We love you. The boys love you. We are the boys. We love you. Give us a kiss. What's the next one?
How many times will Alex Rodriguez be shown during the halftime show?
Oh.
And then so this is really bad odds. It's over 0.5 or under 0.5.
So
yes, if he's
no.
shown once, you win.
Wow.
So is that basically saying a 50-50 like
if it's yeah, if
he's going to get shown at least once.
Is he
during the
going?
Halftime show?
I think he'll oh man, during the halftime show.
I'm
what
saying
is considered
no.
the end of the halftime show? When she's off stage?
During the halftime show.
No,
you know
hold on.
When the halftime
no,
show
No, I don't.
Is.
Because...
When they say, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and take off your hat.
Here's what I think is going to happen.
For Jennifer Lopez.
Here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to do the halftime show, cut to commercials, and they come back in commercials, A-Rod's going to be the first shot.
But that's over then.
I agree. I'm just saying that's what I think is going to happen.
Okay. I'm saying no. I'm saying zero.
You're saying zero.
I'm saying because he's.
I'm gonna say one. I'm gonna say yes. Okay.
I don't think he's not a performer. Why are you gonna show him? What's he gonna be doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. I can't remember. Like they do that shit in basketball, but in football, it's rare. With the exception of like during gameplay, sometimes if there's like a long period, they'll maybe show a star.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's usually like coaches and shit. So I'm gonna go under.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
That during the halftime, they're not gonna show.
Okay. Him. I'm gonna say yes. You guys say no. I don't think you guys understand the pull that Alex Rodriguez has.
Well, the funny thing is, if they do that, that is some shady ass shit, and I love it. Uh-huh. I live for that. I want them to show them every
Wait, why
time.
Why is it shady?
Because Alex Rodriguez and J Lo date.
They're dating right now.
They're married.
They're married. Oh,
yeah,
okay. Then I'm going over. I thought they used to date.
No.
Oh, then I'm going over. Never
current,
mind.
Okay. Current day dating.
Sure. All right, my bad.
I'll fix that now.
I thought that was like a dramatic, like because yeah,
no,
that'd be
no,
some
no,
shady
no,
shit.
No. It's just that they're a couple now,
man.
Latino,
very tan couple.
Latino power
couple.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very much so.
What do you think the largest wager by Floyd Mayweather will be?
Whoa!
So they're saying we all know Floyd likes to gamble and flaunt his winning tickets, yet he never broadcasts his losses.
Of course not.
I'll say if he's betting on the big game, he keeps it conservative since this game's a toss-up. Lean the under, but it's so much juice I would never actually gamble on it.
I don't know what he's bet in the past.
Yeah.
So the two choices are under a million or over a million.
Okay, that's good. Over a million. I think it's going to be under a million.
Okay, I'll take the over.
Okay.
I'm going over. So I feel like if it's close, that's another, like, yeah, he'll double down on that. Make it seem like either he won't say it or he'll be like, oh, look, I'm so smart. And like when he wins,
mm-hmm.
I'm going over.
I'm so smart, I can't read.
Yeah.
Okay, which will be higher Sunday? Russell Westbrook's points plus assists plus rebounds versus the Pelicans, or
wait, that's basketball?
Basketball.
Okay,
wait,
Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
His points plus assists plus rebounds.
Okay, points plus assists.
So if
plus
he does
rebounds.
A triple double,
that's 30?
30.
Okay,
off rip.
Okay.
Or Patrick Mahomes. The quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs,
uh-huh.
his number of pass attempts.
Oh.
Ooh.
Pass attempts. See, I don't know enough about football, but I'm going to say I think it's a big game. They're going to run the ball. I'm going to go basketball guy.
You're going to go, so you're going to go for Russell Westbrook.
I'm going Russell Westbrook because on any given night, he can just go off and score four. Yeah. Like, he's probably going to score 20 points. So you're already starting at 20, which is, and at, like, a good game is what, 25?
25, yeah, I mean, yeah.
And the same, like, I like San Francisco, but they're not a high-flying offense. I'm going Russell Westbrook on this. Sorry, I'm getting really analytical.
I'll take the Patrick Mahomes just because it's fun.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's going to go off tonight.
I hope he does. I would love to see him win.
How many more of these? It seems like
this is the last one. That was the last one.
That was the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay, that's our bets.
Those are our prop bets.
And we will post those. I mean, you're not going to hear this for a while, but
no.
We'll post those, and we'll let you know who wins.
It'll posto.
I'm actually going to put us singing the national anthem on the Instagram right now.
Right now?
Yeah. So okay. Like, don't mute what's your face and listen to the boys.
Demi Lovato.
Let's see which one it is. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Oh, yes.
Man. Shit. I should probably say stuff, huh?
I mean, I guess.
Why would I?
Do you want to share any moments of the podcast that you've enjoyed over the time we've done it?
Whenever
I mean, you hate anything that's...
I like when the episode... I like when the episode ends. I'm going to tell you right now, I like the part where I play all the sound effects.
How do you spell Lovato? How is Demi Lovato's name? I think episode 100 is going to be the worst episode we've ever done.
It's definitely not good.
L-O-V-A-T-O. This is bad. This is a bad episode.
Nani?
Yeah, man.
Boy!
That's fun. Yeah. You know what? I thought I'd be sharper if we recorded earlier, mm-hmm. but it's not how my body works.
No, you're...
I really start to kick into gear about 4 p.m.
If that. I would say 6.
You think 6 is when I fucking turn on?
Mm-hmm. You're okay. A night owl.
I've also, something I've come to realize now that I work part-time, like, if I don't see people and then I start doing comedy or something at 5, it's like, oh, I haven't seen shit. Mm-hmm. Or like talk to anyone. But if I'm at work, I have 6 hours of warming up.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I didn't talk a lot this morning.
Talked a little too much.
You think I talked too much?
You're fucking get going.
I didn't even talk at all this morning.
I disagree.
I was eating breakfast.
What kind of what did you have for breakfast?
Shit.
Oh, that's not nice.
A bad breakfast.
That's not nice. That
tasted bad.
Oh.
And was cooked with spite.
Oh, that's not
and
nice.
And hate.
No, it isn't.
Diego cooked me breakfast this morning.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Celebrate 100 with a nice little breakfast. And what was it?
Thing.
What was it?
This thing.
Tell the people what it was.
It was an entree and a side.
Entree, this pussy.
He made me an egg. He made an egg sandwich.
On what?
English muffin.
With what on top of it?
A little dust. There's dust on top.
I put a little dust on top.
There's dust on top of the English muffin.
I made English muffin.
Uh-huh. Sand.
With
extra sand.
Just beyond the just egg. And then the benevolent bacon from Sweet Earth. And then I used the VioLife mature cheddar. And it got that nice and gooey.
I want pedophile cheddar.
Pedophile cheddar?
I want a pedophile cheddar.
Young cheddar.
I want a young
And then I cut up some Caracara oranges. And I drizzled this beautiful coconut chamomile vanilla yogurt on top. And it was so yummy.
I just want to state again how much I want a young cheddar. I want a
cheddar. And when was this cheddar made? Oh, that's too long.
Oh, actually.
Too long ago.
I'd like an immature cheddar.
Yeah.
It's covered in a plastic suit. Like the group immature.
Immature. Okay, that suit. Man, I feel like everyone tries that look every couple of years.
Just
like
clear.
Clear suit? Isn't that crazy? Like, you're sweating.
Yeah. You're right now, you're wearing rain gear.
Yeah, you look dumb. That sucks.
It'd be kind of fun if I wore it, though.
It'd be great if you wore it.
But it's just hard. Just full hard.
Yeah, fully erect.
I'm just fully hard walking around like, what's up with you, actually?
As if normal clothing could just hide it better. Like,
it can.
It can, I guess. You're only folding up.
No underwear. Just to fuck ass. My ass just steaming up. So hot and moist. Just a moist ass in a plastic suit.
Yeah, bad.
That's like, you ever seen those, like, either fully clear or like the sneakers that have like clear panels.
Yeah.
How are you not going to have a
steamy
little panel?
Don't do that.
My feet are sweating without shoes on.
Virgil made some that are kind of clear, but he made them frosted so you can't see sweat. And I'm like, there you go.
Then what's
smart.
The point?
Well, because it hits the in between, the where it's oh thank God it's clear and but it's also like you know it doesn't look bad.
Fine, dude. Fine, dude.
Thank you. I'm gonna read some reviews. We haven't done that in a little while. Goof Brother says, "I am apologizing. Sorry it took me so long to review the podcast. The podcast is good."
Thank you.
Thank you so much. 5 stars. R Ketchup 57. That's funny. Good pod, in my opinion. I like this pod. I think it's funny and a nice time. Very genuine. Mike M. Tweet, what the fuck is he doing? A review is that good, good. Good pod, good guys, always makes me laugh. 5 out of 5 lightning bolts. Makes me want to chug a Rockstar energy drink. I'm reading.
I'm asleep.
yeah, that thing that we've read the rest of them. So if you haven't left a review, do that. It takes just literally 90 seconds.
It takes 3 hours to leave us a review.
And we would appreciate it because it helps something, I bet. I don't know.
It takes us one Lord of the Rings.
One Lord of the Rings to leave a review.
To leave a review.
And you should do that for the love of God. Well, this is all we have, especially Mike.
No. I have. I have.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me? I have.
To hold.
You
have and to hold. Truly to have and to hold.
To have and to hold all the
so
time.
Many, all,
of
so many
me.
Things. Yeah, yeah. Oh, say can you see
by
fat
the dawn's early light.
That light's too early. Go to sleep.
What so proudly
follow me
hailed.
On Instagram.
At the twilight's last gleaming,
vampires and werewolves, 69
bright stars.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. 100 episodes down. We appreciate it. If you listened, reviewed, and commented, please continue to do so. BrainMachineNetwork.com. Follow Micah Brucey at Micah Brucey. Follow me at this Diego Lopez. Email us at alittletimepod@gmail.com. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at alittletimepod. We love you. We will have sex with you. We will tuck you into bed and give you a kiss on the lips. We will never abandon you. We are here for you. You are our son. You are our daughter. You are our blood. We will always be here for you as you are here for us. Share the podcast on Instagram. That's pretty helpful. I will always be a little time boy. BrainMachineNetwork.com for all your headphones and headphone needs. God bless America. God bless this beautiful country that will never go down. We will continue to fight. Buy some merch. Buy a t-shirt. Buy a hoodie. Wear it on a date. The date person will be like, hey, where's that from? It's from the best podcast in the world, A Little Time Podcast, where two boys and Leif Husser will talk and become best friends because they are. We love you. God bless podcasting. God bless Joe Rogan.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.